Listening to IsraelScene.com. And you're listening to IsraelScene.com. Listening to IsraelScene.com.
Seen through the eyes of Steve, that's myself.
And you're on.
Two characters passionate about everything that happens in Israel.
IsraelScene.com.
IsraelScene.com.
So, why are you demonstrating today?
Well, I'll ask, like a good Jew, I'll ask you a question in response. How can you not demonstrate if we have the chance to feel like we have a voice? You know, the worst thing that you can feel in life is powerless. And if I want to feel like I have a voice because so many things are not right.
And what are some of the things that are not right?
The prices that we pay, not just for the apartments. I have a cousin who made Aliyah 6 weeks ago and said to me today from New York, I don't know how you pay these prices and survive. Well, I didn't know that either before I made Aliyah. Food and cars and gas and everything.
So what do you think these demonstrations will do? This is supposed to be the demonstration culmination of months of work. Mm-hmm. How do you think this will turn out?
Well, I actually heard on the news in the last couple of days some small changes that have been that made, lowering of prices as a result of what has been done till now, and I just hope bigger and better and continued, so that it'll become a political.
Do you find that it's interesting that it's a cross-section of the population?
And it's coming in, today, trains are just going to be no schedule. Fill it up and send it in, fill it up and send it in. I think it's amazing from all over.
So we're on our way there. So what do you think about demonstration?
I just think it's a miracle. I really do. And it just warms my heart. And every time I talk about it, I want to cry because it's the way the whole thing's being organized, the way it's run, the quietness about it. There's no animosity, there's no fighting, it's just going, please God, it also goes like that this evening, but it's just been so amazing. The half deal.
And do you think that this will have that the government will take notice of this event if it turns out to be quite as big as we all anticipate?
I think there's already changes. You can just feel it. I mean, you know, it's not going to happen overnight, but even Huldai, he's already thinking of putting up shchunot here and shchunot there, and usually what he says usually happens. And I think other people will follow. And what was also interesting, that all of a sudden I heard that Lod is on the mapa. You know, a lot of people, it's 20 minutes, 30 minutes away from Tel Aviv, and people are doing something about the city of Lod, which is one of our oldest cities in Israel. It's like Jaffa, and it's like Jericho. And, so things are happening all over. And it's kind of intellectual Zionism, in a way.
Intellectual Zionism,
because it deals with all kinds of people, and it's not ruffians, and it's not gangsters, and it's not hoo-ha. This is what we're aiming for.
So let's go.
גם בעתיד אף אם ירחק זה היום אז בו יבוא איסוס שלום אז וברכה לאום מילאום אז בו יבוא איסוס עשה שלום, עזו ברכה מלאום לאום. בואו נקרא את ה... באותה שורה של אני מאמין, יש את ה... לפי נוסח ספרד, מבקשים שיפתחו שערי כל מיני השבוע הזה, ואנחנו מבקשים, מבקשים עכשיו התקופה חדשה, בואו נקרא ביחד, פתח לנו בזה השבוע ובכל שבוע שערי אורה, שערי אורך ימים ושנים, שערי אריכות אפיים, שערי ברכה, שערי בינה, שערי גילה, שערי גדולה, שערי גאולה, שערי דעת, שערי הצלחה, שערי הרווחה, שערי ועד טוב, שערי זריזות, שערי זמרה, שערי זכויות, שערי חמלה, שערי חן וחסד, שערי חמים טובים, שערי טוהר, שערי יושר, שערי כלכלה, שערי כבוד, שערי לימוד, שערי מזון, שערי מנוחות, שערי מדע, שערי עזרה, שערי פרנסה טובה, שערי צהלה, שערי קוממיות, שערי רפואה שלמה, שערי שלום, שערי שמחה, שערי תפילה ושערי תשועה. לי 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 ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם בורא פרי הגפן בורא פרי הגפן לי לי ירה לרה לי לי ירה לי לי ירה לי 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 ירה לרה לי 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 ירה לרה לי לי ירה לי לי ירה לי ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם בורא מיני בשמים בורא מיני בשמים ירה לי 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 ירה לרה לי לי ירה לי 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 ירה לרה לי לי ירה לרה לי 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 ירה לרה לי לי ירה לי לי ירה לי ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם בורא מאורי האש בורא מאורי האש לה לה לי 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 ירה לרה לי לי lay 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 la 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 בין ישראל העמים, בין יום השביעי לששת ימי המעשה, בין אדישות ללקיחת אחריות, בין ניכור לאחווה, בין אטימות לסולידריות, בין שיח ישן לשיח חדש. המבדיל בין ישראל הישנה לישראל החדשה לי לי ירה לרה לי 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 ירה לרה לי 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 ירה לרה לי לי ירה לי לי ירה לי lay la 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 שבוע טוב שבוע טוב שבוע טוב שבוע טוב שבוע טוב שבוע טוב הטוב מאוד
So we're walking through the main demonstration and tens and tens of thousands of people everybody in an amazing mood. So many different kinds of organizations everywhere. Just not to be believed. Absolutely fantastic. What do you think of this, Rina?
Just beyond words. It's beyond words.
I've never seen anything like this before in this country.
No. Yes. I'm speechless. I always have answers, Steve, but I'm speechless.
It's just amazing. Red flags, balloons, people coming from every direction, all kinds of signs. Just amazing. We're just going to let this run. Listen to the people. The voices are being heard right now, all the way to Jerusalem, I'm sure, huh? I wonder if the Prime Minister is listening to all of this, watching it on TV.
How could he not? Unless he's busy with the publicity about his wife.
Well, I think he better listen real clear because the people are speaking. It's a beautiful night. It's a beautiful night for a demonstration, isn't it?
Amazing, amazing, amazing.
It's so broad-based, too. There's so many people from so many different organizations, from so many different stratas of the society. This is truly a broad-based demonstration for social justice. So Jewish.
So Jewish. Our Abdullah was between what was and what will be. Everyone says it the way they say it.
Just before, and now it's what's now. This is what's going on right now. Just absolutely amazing.
Everybody is smiling, you know.
It's a celebration.
It's a celebration.
Because it's like, it's so unusual to have everyone who don't usually agree just actually together.
Quite amazing.
It's a big leap, you know. It's a consciousness leap. That's what's so different. It's not about these particulars. It's about the fact that we become aware that there's something else more important that unites us. And it's not just about being angry. It's about, hey, what is important to us? You know, what are our values? And it's not just about money here. It really isn't. It's really about the future, you know?
Yes, and it's so broad-based. Everybody's here.
Everybody, you know, and you realize that if you are really starting to think about justice, you can't really ignore anybody. So who's not part of it? We promise the Bedouins, we promise the Arabs, we promise, you know, people that are in the periphery. What, how come not? You know, how can it not? So, hey,
that's
sweet. Yo, Ofrima Ka Pyramida, where they're turning upside down the pyramid. It's, oh my God.
Amazing, huh?
Whoa.
It's just amazing. So many people joining from all over. At the streets, we walk up Evan Gvirol, which is one of the main streets in Tel Aviv. As we pass Cross Street, so many more people are joining in. This is an absolute amazing moment.
It feels like the Am, Ha'am Yatsa. The people has come out, you know. Who's ever been shoulders to shoulders with this, these variety of people?
So many young people. It's fantastic.
Children and dogs.
And who are they?
~90% of the land is in the hands of the government?
Yes. Time for a change.
Time for a change. I would almost say time for a new... So glad my son-in-law is here. He's coming in from Rishon with a few of his friends. They're married, they have children. I'm so glad that in the afternoon he said, well, what can this mecha'a do? And then at 5 o'clock he told me they're driving in, can he park at my house? I'm so glad that they'll see this. Another element of Israeli who thinks there's nothing to do and doing it.
Many people who normally would never ever do this, would never ever walk in a demonstration, are now here.
They have three children, and he and my daughter are both professionals. More than her whole salary goes to educating their children, because it's not free from the time they're born.
That's one of the problems and one of the reasons why they're demonstrating right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. She works just so that the kids can be in schools. I mean, age 3, 5, 7. Yes. So I'm delighted that they're coming in.
Making a statement today. And they keep coming. More and more people keep coming and filling the streets of Tel Aviv.
Even more important, because I've decided to come to, you know, to move here. And it's a conscious choice to be here and a conscious choice to participate in this. And I guess that's even another dimension of why I can't imagine being anywhere else but here tonight, you know.
And it really appears that almost everybody is here.
It feels like everybody is here. Everybody.
And we're traveling in one, we're moving in actually the opposite direction of the crowd. But it's just an endless stream of people.
There is no sidewalk anymore, because it's on the other march. There is
just a mass of people, a sea of people walking all around.
There's so much organization, groups and groups and groups.
Look how many more people are still coming right now. It's amazing, isn't it? Life goes on. They just keep coming.
The Ethiopians.
Isn't that wonderful?
That was beyond words. Beyond words in their Ethiopian dance.
Just waves and waves of marches.
It feels like sitting on the bus backwards.
Yes, because we're actually walking in the opposite direction of the marchers, and so it appears like there's waves and waves of people. Oops, I'm sorry, honey. And there's no end.
That was excellent. Machar.
Yes. You listen to IsraelScene.com. I'm Steve, and we're at the demonstration Saturday night in Tel Aviv.
It's a demonstration. It's hard to know how to. If this is called. This is a sea of voices.
A sea for social justice.
A sea for social justice.
Yes.
A sea for unity.
For unity. Good point. And that's what this appears to be. Fact is that there's so many people for so many different reasons doing so many different things and supporting a broad-based coalition for social justice. And they still keep coming. There seems to be no end. So as we're walking back to the starting point, there's still so many more people coming. It's almost like there's no end to this incredible, massive, joyous celebration, and certainly a very, very strong message to the government to wake up and to make some serious changes before it's too late, before they're not going to be in the government, certainly. So what do you make of this after us fully being in the demonstration and still at this point still going on as we're walking? What do you make of all of this?
Well, you know, who can know what a million feels like? Maybe this is what a million feels like, if that's something that doesn't end.
It may not be a million, and that's yet to be decided, but certainly it's irrelevant, isn't it?
Yes, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. It feels like everybody has woken up.
Yeah, I think this is the first time I could honestly say in all the years I've been here that I've never seen such a massive participation from all sectors in a joyous celebration, though. You know? One second. I think for sure that the influence in what's going to be happening here is definitely going to affect tomorrow morning in terms of the government already is sensitive to what's happening, but certainly this is going to be most probably one of the most profound demonstrations, protests, celebrations that this country has ever seen.
Comparing it to something, a major demonstration, 1930 years, I don't know what they were.
Let's take a shot of this. One second.
Closer to home, I have to say. The crowd was a bit overwhelming. Just asked Hatsa Dayat Akbar. He just asked, in all seriousness, Hatsa Akbar Yatsa. If you're doing this, you must be the kind of person who went to all the demonstrations, yes?
You mean in the 60s, 70s, yes, in America?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Did a lot of participation.
Does this feel different?
It's much more joyous, less angry. Mm-hmm. We had our moments, some demonstrations when we had Abby Hoffman and Jerry Rubin and the Yippies, and when they would try to lighten things up, it got a little heavy sometimes, and rightfully so. I mean, you had a war that was unpopular, and there was a lot of, and it was pretty vicious. Both sides acting pretty aggressive, and it got pretty hairy at times. But this is a different kind of demonstration.
There's been some stress at the top, but I think it's minimal considering what they've had to do. You know, the organizers had no vision that this is what would come, and so there's been some tension between the organizers, but I think it's minimal in view of what's happening.